Church. We are grateful for your presence among us today. We have a really special worship service planned today. And I know that most of you are probably here to see somebody in the play and support them and love on them. It's going to be a really sweet morning. We have just a few announcements before we get started with worship. If you will, please sign the pew registers on the pews, pass it down, make sure everybody on your pew signs those. We'd love to welcome our visitors. Tomorrow evening, Agape is meeting at 6:30. I'm sure Kim has sent out all the details to everybody, but just remember, tomorrow at 6:30, you have your December meeting. This week is Christmas. Friday is Christmas Eve. A week from today, Christmas, it'll be the second day of Christmas, but Christmas Day will have already come and gone. This coming Friday at 10 o'clock p.m., we have our candlelight service, and we hope that you will join us for that. It's a very lovely and meaningful service. That's correct. There will be music before the service starting at 9:30, so plan on coming ahead of time and sitting and listening to that and enjoying it and preparing your heart for the birth of Christ. So a week from today, it'll be the second day of Christmas, and we are having a service of lessons and carols. I love our Christmas hymns, and because there are only two Sundays in the Christmas season, we only have those two Sundays to sing all of these hymns that we love. So we're doing lessons and carols next Sunday to sing as many of those as we can. I want to give a special thank you to Tina Heitman and to Judy Black for all of their hard work in helping the kids put together our play. I know you all put a lot of time and energy into this. Thank you. Our brother Neil Clark is having knee replacement surgery tomorrow, and although he is very excited to have some pain relief, we ask that you would pray for him tomorrow and during his recovery. We have two birthdays this week, Caroline Hedrick and Calvin Carrick. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Are there any announcements that I am forgetting to lift up? Then let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Please stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who alone does wonders, who lifts up the lowly, who fills the hungry with good things. Amen. Let us confess our sins, trusting in the tender mercy of our God. God, for whom we wait, in the presence of one another, we confess our sin before you. We fail in believing that your good news is for us. We falter in our call to tend your creation. We find our sense of self in material wealth. We fear those different from ourselves. We forget that we are your children and turn away from your love. Forgive us, Blessed One, and assure us again of your saving grace. Amen. God in Christ Jesus has looked with favor upon you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. You are children of the Most High, inheritors of the eternal promise, and recipients of divine mercy. God strengthens you anew to follow the way of peace. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. For the last three Sundays, we've been lighting a new candle on our Advent wreath. We've remembered that they are dark blue because this is the color of the sky right before the sun comes up, right before the dawn. It's the hope of a new day. And so the hope that we have at this time of the day when the sky is this dark blue, that's the same kind of hope that we have that Jesus is coming and he is bringing a new day when all people will know God's love and grace. And last Sunday we lit the pink candle to remember the joy that we have in God is not dependent upon any of our circumstances, but on the goodness of God and the fact that God always keeps God's promises and God always comes to us. So the first Sunday we lit the candle of peace. The second Sunday we lit the candle of hope. The third Sunday we lit the candle of joy. And this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent, right before Christmas, we light the candle of love, remembering that God loves us no matter what, that there is nothing we can say or do or not say or not do to make God love us any less, that God loves us. And God loves us so much that God sent Jesus to come and become a human in baby Jesus. And Jesus comes every year in that manger, and one day Jesus will come again in glory. So, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you called light into being, and you set the lights in the sky to govern night and day. In every age, you call imperfect people to be bearers of your light, bright with your wisdom, aflame with your love like the stars forever. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ, kindled in the stable, magnified on the cross, and reflected in the lives of your holy people. With them and with all your creatures, we give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, and the child leaped with joy in her womb, Mary, Elizabeth, was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what the Lord had spoken to her." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This morning, our children are going to be offering the Christmas story in the form of their play. We are so thankful that you are offering your time and energy to share this story with us today. I have one brief announcement. Our brother Conrad is not feeling well today, so in addition to asking you to pray for him, we want to give thanks to Ty Heitman, who is slipping in at the very last minute to fill in. Thank you, Ty. Without further ado, a socially distanced Christmas.
Like you're addressing people of ancient Israel. Yeah, about that, Lucy. If this is the Christmas pageant, why am I reading from the book of Isaiah?
Because Isaiah is one of the prophets who told the people of Israel about Jesus hundreds of years before he was born.
For real?
Yes.
Wow.
Are you ready for me to begin?
Let's do it.
We're rolling. Go for it.
The people walking in darkness have seen great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Perfect.
Cool. Thanks for letting me be in the pageant this year.
You want to have any picnic?
How?
Wash the road. It's disgusting.
Thank you.
property in stores, but this year I have to do it all online.
I know what you mean, but I always enjoy the great crowd at the mall. It's not the same when you point and click on the Amazon.
It's not the same when your grandpa can't come to visit either.
No, it's not. But think how the first Christmas was for your character. He had to pack up his pregnant wife and travel many miles to Bethlehem, all because the emperor wanted to do a census.
And there was no room to be had?
See, it could be worse.
So where's the innkeeper?
You should be on in a minute. Said he was still busy with work.
He's still working? Isn't he a travel agent?
Yes, he is.
Is anyone actually traveling these days? I thought the whole world was still on lockdown.
He says they're doing very well. Oh, there she is now.
Am I fashionably late?
Well, hello there, Jared. How are the good things?
Just peachy, Lucy. I just booked another happy family on a Disney cruise in 2023.
2023? 2 years from now.
Well, the ship's on sailing right now, are they? But here at Paradise Travel, you can book now before the post-COVID cruises fill up.
Oh,
are we ready to go?
Ready when you are.
Just a second, Jared. Are you wearing your name tag?
What? How'd that one get on my costume? Sort of fits the theme, me being the innkeeper, doesn't it?
Take it off, Jared.
Okay.
Okay, boys, take it from the top.
Excuse me, sir. My wife and I have traveled very far, and we need a place to stay.
I'm sorry, we have no rooms available.
Please, my wife is pregnant. She may give birth to our child this very day.
I'm terribly sorry. I have no rooms, sister.
Nothing at all?
Perhaps next time we'll look ahead. Might I recommend Paradise Travel Agents?
Jared
Whitman and his family staff are there Monday through Friday to help with all your travel needs.
Jared?
Whether business or pleasure, the good folks at Paradise...
Jared!
What? I thought I was going great.
Jared, it's not a great commercial. This is a Christmas pageant. Can you please just say the lines?
Fine.
Take it back from Bob last time. Nothing at all.
I can see you're really in need. I have a stable out back, and it's not much, but there's a room and some soft hay where your wife can lay down.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate this.
It's my pleasure. Sorry, I can't do more.
You've done more than enough, more than you'll ever know.
Nicely done, boys. Great job.
Thanks, Lucy.
You know, I always found it strange that Joseph couldn't get a room in Bethlehem as a travel agent. I wondered how many rooms were even available in the town, especially with so many people in town. The Son of God certainly deserves better.
I think it worked out exactly the way God had it. Think how beautifully the Nativity would look if Jesus had a proper crib and palace. Jesus gave up everything in heaven to be more humbly on earth as a human just like us.
I see what you're saying, Lucy. Jesus humbled himself to be just like us so we would not be afraid to come and see him for ourselves. That's a sight more wonderful than a Hawaiian sunset. Trust me, I know.
Thank you.
asking, what was that?
I said it was my idea to go with the bathrobes and towels.
Baby, your mic's not on.
It's not.
Turn on your mic, Steve.
How do I do that?
Steve, turn on mine.
How do I do that? It's the little icon on the bottom of the screen that looks like a microphone. They don't see me.
Turn my phone, Steve. Turn my phone.
I'm trying.
Do you think you can hear us? I don't know, buddy, maybe you can't.
I can hear you just fine.
I don't think you can hear us. Steve, I got the new... The Chris box said
Christmas.
And I got you a Star Wars sweat hoodie.
He can hear you just fine, guys.
What was that?
I said he can hear you. You got me Chris box and Star Wars, so you guys use the best.
Well, it truly looked bright, all except Steve.
Steve, look frightened.
Okay.
Quick, Eddie, say why.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Great job. Now, shepherds, you got for a while.
About the Christmas best thing.
Me too, Steve. We were just messing around.
Guys, you are lying.
Let us go to Bethlehem to see the thing the Lord has made known.
Now, someone besides Steve and you can't hurt Michael.
Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing the Lord has made known.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
What's in the old? banana. Allie's aquarium. Was in the old broken roadhouse. No, that was how to outlet. They were the ones who also sold fireworks. It's so hard to keep track.
We both looked here first. I can't wait to see what Jamie's wearing.
Hey guys, Merry Christmas!
Hey Jenny, great costume!
Thank you, Aaron and Raya. I wanted to coordinate, so they told me to wrap the gift in birthday paper and get a crown from Burger King and just wear it. God, why are you wearing the fancy king costumes they were selling at the Halloween station in Old Rite Aid?
I told you that I love
you. Yep, I love the crown.
I can't believe it. They got me again.
Again?
Last year for the Zoom Easter program, they told me all the disciples were wearing Jedi robes.
We all...
Thank you. Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Calvin, if you'll come forward and we'll do the prayers of intercession.
With the whole of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Creating God, you have created everything that exists, the earth and all living things. Help us to take care of all animals and the environment. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of peace, you call us to love others and ourselves. Help those in authority rule with justice and peace, not greed or selfishness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Caring God, there are a lot of people struggling right now and a lot of people who are in need. Help us meet the needs of those around us in particular ways. Please comfort those who are suffering in any way, especially Gary, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary, and Judy, Bill, Raven, and Tim, Duty, John, the family of Robin Beck, Mike, Carolina, Neil, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great.
Your mercy is great.
Faithful God, you give faith to people who need it. Help us at Holly Grove spread your faith around the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of light, we have been lighting Advent candles for several weeks to remind us that you are the light of the world. Help us keep making room for Jesus in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Comforting God, thank you for all the people who have died and that you have taken into your arms. We especially thank you for Robin Beck. Help us bring comfort to people who have lost loved ones. Hear us, O God.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you. Good memory.
Let us pray. God of our waiting and watching, we offer the gifts of our hearts and our lives to the service of all your people. Prepare the way before us as we meet you in this simple meal through Jesus Christ, our pathway and our peace. Amen.
Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for the promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church, we have an open table because we believe that this is the Lord's table. He is the host and we are the guests. We have self-contained communion elements. We have found that it's easiest to have the bread first and then the wine. We have gluten-free wafers. Please let me know if you need a gluten-free wafer. We also have grape juice available. And if you prefer not to take communion, just cross your arms over your chest and I will offer you a blessing. Now come to Christ's banquet and feast on God's gift of grace. You may be seated. for your grace and patience. I'll offer two thoughts. One, when I was first learning how to preside at the table, one of my dear professors said to me that time at the communion table is the time of God. Humans tend to want to rush and get through things and make haste. But when we partake of the Lord's food at the Lord's table, let it be God's time and never be in a rush. Second, I have learned over the years that any time there are children involved in anything, that I do not want to rush. I want to take time to slow down and be present. And yes, it may take a little bit longer, but I think the presentness that we can offer children is far more important than getting through something quickly. And so I thank you for your grace, as this meal took a little bit longer than it usually does. But the gift of God's grace and God's love that we receive, and the gift of God's love that the children experience at this table, is so incredibly important. So I just want to take a quick minute to thank all of the children for being a part of this service today. I hope that you have felt included and loved, because you are so important to me and to all of us here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Most High God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all. Through Christ Jesus, our host and our guest. Amen.
And now the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, through Christ Jesus, for whom we wait. Amen.
Let us recite together our
mission
statement.
As united people of God,
the
Holy Spirit, to provide Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you.
joining us for worship today. Thank you to all the children who participated. You have reminded us today that worship is not a performance. It's offering our hearts and our minds and our bodies to God in worship. Thank you. And now you go in peace. Christ is near. Amen. At the back that the Agape group has put together for you. So before you leave today, make sure you grab one of these bags.